And welcome back to the All Things Boobs podcast. I'm Satara.
My name is Madison.
And today we are going to be talking about one of the newest Panache sports bras that have come out on the market. As we all know, Panache have like spearhead the fuller bust sports bras. They have just been incredible. They have so many colors and different styles. And now this one I find is very, very unique to the rest of them. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. But Madison, tell me what you like about the sports bra and what you use it for.
Yeah, so we both really love this bra and we both found a good fit in this bra, which, as you guys know, we usually don't wear the same bras. And so we wanted to dedicate a whole episode to it. And because both of us are also very sporty, it's very important for us both to have sports bras that fit well. So I will like show you guys. This is the Panache Ultra Perform. And one of the biggest differences between this bra and the very popular like OG Panache sports bras, which we've shared before, is that it has this like clingy, like almost second skin type of fabric, which I think is why it works for several different kinds of boobs, because I know the original bra is amazing, but it's more stiff and structured. And so at least for me, I get like this like gap in the top of the cup because my boobs aren't shaped like that. I don't have as much upper fullness and I never have. Like it just is not the shape of my boobs. But this, as you can see, it kind of like does this right where it snaps back.
Sound effects. I like it.
Yeah, the sound effect. Can you guys hear the snap back? And then I do have a pasty under here because I do have nipple show through in the gray. But it does have this snap back feeling, which means it grips the boob really well. Do you find that that works for you too?
Absolutely. And I'm really curious, when you say nipples show through, do you say more because that you see the outline of it or you can actually see through that material?
No, it's the outline just because gray. I think in the black, I wouldn't have that.
Yeah. So I was actually really impressed with the sports bra, mostly because as you guys have probably seen, Panache doesn't really have a lot of like 28Ks. I don't think they have any 28Ks in any of their bras. It's more so just J, I think it goes up to in the 28Ks.
I know their sports bras just go to J. Yeah.
For sure. So for me, I really, really wanted to try this new sports bra, but I was like, oh, it's not going to fit me, blah, blah, blah. I ummed and on for forever. And then when I was in Australia, I had a chance to try it on in store and it was a 28J. And because this material is so stretchy and it kind of hugs to the body, the J cup actually fits me quite well, which I'm really impressed by. I don't have any spillage on the side boob, which even with their classic sports bras, I typically do. And like Madison was saying, it is really firm. The other ones, like they kind of have a lot of padding and it's super structured, but you have to like fill a cavity almost instead of this just kind of molds to your brush shape, which is wonderful. And it still has an underwire. So it still kind of gives you shape and separation, but it's really comfortable. You can't even tell it's there. So I love this sports bra. I'm really glad that I was able to try it. And I think the biggest thing for me that I've come across with it is because I was like, yeah, if I only have one that fits. And then I went for a run and then realized it wasn't actually the best for high impact because of the weight of my breast. So I really am glad that I tried it though, because I've had a lot of women ask, what is a great fuller bust sports bra that's not for high impact? Actually, they could do to use for like yoga or stretching or Pilates and stuff like that. And then now I finally have an answer. This is it. It's really flexible. It's really soft and really comfortable. That this is what I wear for those kinds of activities. What about you, Madison?
It definitely, it's really good for stretch, yoga, Pilates. I love to weightlift in it. I feel it has flexibility even though it's wired, and that's something that's hard to find, something that's going to like be your size and grip you and like keep you lifted while also being flexible and giving you separation. Like that's hard to find. So if you're someone who doesn't really need that running bra, then this is a great, I would say, every other kind of activity except for running, if you're like above that H cup in the band, right? I can run in this, but if I were a little bit bigger, it would definitely bounce. So, but for everyone, I would say good for every other activity except for maximum high impact. And even like I wear this out, I don't take it off after the gym a lot of time. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes I'll just like wear it for the rest of the day just because it's a really pretty nice shape. So I can still wear it under a shirt. It's round, right? Yeah. And it like, it doesn't, it's so second skin that you kind of forget that it's there in my,
No, that's such a good point. I agree. It does feel very second skin. Like it's so soft and comfortable. The other ones, they are really, really great, but you could definitely tell that they're there. They're kind of more bulletproof vests, but I think that has to do with being more high impact, right? They're really kind of made for that. In my opinion, they fit a lot better for that reason, but this super comfortable. I'm like Madison. I would totally wear out just kind of all the time. It gives beautiful shape. It doesn't kind of look out of place or weird, and it's super comfortable. So 10 out of 10.
I wore it. I've worn it pretty much nonstop. Satara, like since you're able to get into the J, how do you find the wire? Because I'm guessing you need a narrow wire, right? So maybe
it's amazing.
It would be too far back. Yeah.
Take a look at this. It's perfect. It really is. The wire's right here.
Yeah.
It sits directly where my breast tissue ends. And this is what we've been finding like on the journey with Monsera is when we've been grading, Monique is a J cup and I'm a K cup. And we've been actually grading to a point where the K cup is actually has a J cup wire because otherwise it just gets way too wide. And this is, it really is. It's cool. Thanks for pointing that out because it really does fit so much better. I don't have wires poking at the back of my armpit. It's really nice.
Yeah. That's important. So guys, if you may want to experiment with sizing on this, like, because if you are someone like Satara who needs a narrow wire, this is a stretchy cup. So you may be able to size down in the cup to get the wire and then your boobs kind of push out with the material. It's worth trying because it is flexy, right?
Yes.
Depending on, again, how your breasts are distributed. I know last year, I think because I've had this bra for a year and I just actually tried it like legitimately this year, but I tried it on last year and last year I was a little bit bigger. And so my kind of boob kind of spreads across the chest. So for me, I wasn't able to wear it if it was too small of a cup size because like the boob was up here and it was suffocating. So it really depends on how your boobs grow out. But if you're projected, I really do think you can get away with experimenting with sizing down in the, and your boobs will push this way, right? Without it cutting in up here. So it's an interesting bra. Like it's definitely revolutionary. Like I like the trend of these bras coming out that grip you more. Instead of you having to fill out the cavity.
It feels very bralette. Like instead of like sports bra or anything, it feels very bralette. Like it has that comfortable kind of everyday at home kind of sleepy bra material. So you put it on and you're just like, oh, it just feels nice. But it still has enough support to be able to kind of get you through the day and kind of all those activities you want to do besides, of course, high impact for those kind of above a H cup.
Yeah, it definitely feels more. It's like a very firm bralette. I actually feel like it, to me, it feels kind of like putting on a scuba suit where it kind of does that thing.
Yeah.
Where it like, it does, you know what I'm talking about, where like it onto your body.
So what I'll say about this bra is it's wide up here. And you guys know from what we've discussed with wide band bras is you start to encroach upon other parts of your anatomy. So for me, I found that, first of all, I do feel like this band is, it does run a little bit tight, at least initially. I really do feel like that. It is a firm band, like both Satara and I are wearing the 28s. Mm-hmm. So the first day, I felt like it took me a week to kind of really break this in, as we've said, but I do feel like it was feeling significantly firm on me, even on that loose hook on the first day, because it extends so high up. So it was getting into this area of my back where it widens. Mm-hmm. And so depending on how your back structure is, when you put it on the first time, it could feel anywhere from really nice and snug in the right size to maybe a little bit too small, right? If you get your exact band size. But I will say, given the material, it does do that break in. So within that 7 wears, it will break into that true size and it will feel amazing. So just letting you know, it may feel mega tight that first day if you've got a back like this, but it will accommodate and stretch over the week and you'll break it in and it'll feel comfy. So maybe that extender trick we were talking about.
Yeah.
We did, as you guys saw, like we did that video on bra boot camp where we talked about that wash and wear period. So in that episode, I think we talked about buying your size and the band size up and helping using that to break it in over the week. But another thing you can do is buy your band size and then have an extender that you wear for those first few days as it breaks in. If you don't like that feeling of it being mega tight, because after that wash and wear, you'll be able to wear it on the loose hook and it'll feel really nice. For sure. Great bra.
I mean, great bra.
It's awesome. Really, really cute. And I hope they come out with more colors because it's a staple.
Me too.
Yeah.
I want a pink one.
I know. Like I know the whole bra, like this sports color,
bra right? All day long. Yes. A baby pink. That'd be perfect. I would love that.
Baby pink would be cute. Yeah, I think it's a sleek design. So having like cool colors. And also I think it's one of those tops that lends itself to, you know, wearing the sports bra as a top with the high-waisted leggings.
Yes,
and so that's having the many color options would be cute.
Beautiful.
Okay, guys, we just wanted to show you this because we both love it and we both fit in it. So highly recommend and use this for your everyday or your stretchy Pilates yoga, and that's it.
So thanks guys. See you in the next one.
Bye.